EOL beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. Matt Douglas, my tag team partner, back in studio control. And time for us to go to the hotline for the first time today as we bring in our very first guest, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are things down in the state capitol?
A little gloomy. Just got done with a big rainstorm, but things are looking up. How's everything up there?
Well, I do see a hint of sunshine peeking through the clouds, and we're hopeful that there won't be any rain here in Avon for the Crusher Slammer game tonight. So if you're able to work your magical powers into an anti-rain dance, that would be most beneficial to us up here. But, you know, controlling the weather, I know it's not one of your superpowers, and you've got many, my friend, but that's not one of them.
I'll do the best I can.
All right, well, that's all we can ask. Any new developments from the story that broke on Monday about that DUI from Zach Smith? You believe this was truly hidden from Urban Meyer?
With the DUI or with the alleged sexual assault? Or not sexual, domestic violence, I'm sorry.
The DUI.
I honestly, I do believe it. Yes, you can say Urban Meyer, you know, runs a tight ship to prides itself on knowing everything that's going on. But, you know, he's also looking at a lot more at his football players than he would be at his coaches. So I could easily see that Zach Smith not saying anything to Urban Meyer, because I think Zach would have realized that he would have been let go or at least put on paid administrative leave while they looked into things, or suspended. But he could have lost a job there, let alone, you know, a few years later with everything else going on. And with Urban Meyer not knowing what was going on, I can see that, because he's probably not as worried about his coaches than he is his players.
Yeah, Sean, I know when that story broke on the national level, they put a lot of emphasis on the fact that the judge, it kind of lowered it to a lower degree of a misdemeanor or whatever the case was, and they made a point to point out he was a big Ohio State guy, an alumnus. I believe he was part of the Booster Club. Has there been backlash from the public on the judge's count, or was he just really doing his job there?
I think he was just doing his job there. You know, you can make claims all day, but do you have anything to back them up that you know for a fact this judge did that because he is an Ohio State grad? True. Because he is a part of some Ohio State clubs, you don't know that for 100% fact. So all that is making claims based on things you might know or might suspect. So, you know, to me, it's just hearsay until proven that that is why he lowered the charges.
Again, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Dunny, this has been going on now for a couple of weeks, and since they put that committee together, it's not quite been 2 weeks. We're looking at about a week and a half going on that two-week mark, and they mentioned they needed about 14 days to come to a conclusion. How much longer do you think this is going to last? I mean, Urban Meyer has missed every last bit of their training camp, and I don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on the Buckeyes when the season begins if he is retained, but how much longer do you think we are from getting some kind of resolution?
Well, 14 days would be this coming Sunday. So I would suspect that any day now we could hear something. I kind of wouldn't be surprised if we hear something, maybe an announcement from Ohio State saying, we have a conclusion. We will do it on Monday in a press conference. They haven't said anything like that yet, but my thought is they might do something along those lines, just give everybody, you know, maybe a 12-hour notice of some sort.
I just think it's interesting that it continues to last this long, and I know we asked you a portion of this question before, but I want to throw it at you again. You know, I get the feeling, Dunny, that the longer this lasts, the better the chances are that Urban Meyer is going to be retained. And I know there's going to be backlash regardless of what's done here. Whatever decision they make, there's going to be backlash. But you still agree that, I mean, the longer this goes on, you know, the better the chances are that Urban Meyer stays around? Because if they had found something they felt like they could have convicted him of, or if they found something that would have pointed to him absolutely positively knowing for sure, and there were grounds to get rid of him, they probably would have done that already.
Yeah, you could say that, but I know they just wrapped up interviewing Courtney Smith on Monday and Zach Smith on Tuesday, just hearing from what their lawyers have said. So, you know, then you got to take time to kind of digest everything, and who knows if they talk to more people, yesterday or today. This committee has been very tight-lipped as far as what they're talking about and who they're talking to. So they could still be deliberating all the way up to Sunday, or whenever they make any sort of announcement saying when they may make a decision, or when President Michael Drake of Ohio State makes the decision.
Sean, I feel like Bull and I might be able to just go back in the archives and bring up the same questions we've asked you in the past, but I do want to know. I mean, things have come to light since then. I know Zach Smith's mother has spoken with the press and made comments about a situation where she thought Courtney Smith had sort of sabotaged her son, and that Courtney Smith's mother wasn't speaking to Courtney Smith. They weren't on speaking terms over a disagreement. Because of those things coming to light, I mean, I don't know what people pick up down in Columbus and what they don't. Do you still get the feeling that it's kind of a 50-50 situation, people siding with Urban Meyer as opposed to people saying, hey, you should probably go?
As far as what I'm hearing from people, unless it has anything to do with the actual investigation, I've kind of been trying to tune a lot of stuff out. You know, you hear the stuff reported by Brett McMurphy, by Jeff Snook, who's come out with a couple of things, including today, talking about Tom Herman now being involved, the Texas head coach, talking about Zach Smith's mother and Courtney Smith's mother coming out. To me, none of that has to do with the investigation anymore. All that has to do with is the domestic violence case between Courtney and Zach. And you know, as I believe I said last week, that's a he said, she said. You know, on one side you have what Courtney Smith is saying. On the other side you have what Zach Smith is saying. And in the middle of somewhere is the truth. You know, but we won't know that. And this investigation isn't determining what the truth is as far as the domestic violence, did he hit her, did he not hit her. It's the investigation is about what Urban Meyer knew. Did he know about it? When did he know about it? And did he go through the proper channels as far as if he knew about it?
Well, returning to the field if we can here, Dunny, I know that's a hard thing for a lot of folks to focus on, but I mean, looking at the field here, you know you guys have been privy to some of the practices. What are some of the things you're picking up on in practice? Because it's hard to look at that and say, you know what, business as usual, but that's how a lot of teams recover. They get back to business as usual. Do you get the feeling that that's kind of the theme with these practices?
Everything we're hearing is yes. We've only been privy to one practice, which is not abnormal. Normally we get two. We got one. We got a glimpse into practice last week, like I talked about last week. I believe it was a week ago. This past Tuesday is when we got to look into practice. But you know, they post Facebook and Twitter and Instagram videos every day, and there seems to be practices normal. The story moving black stripes off of freshmen's helmets to show that they are truly now a Buckeye. Music's pumping loud. You still see practices going at a quick pace. I think the only difference you see really is Ryan Day is really concentrating on the offense because that's what he knows. That's what position he coaches as the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach. It seems like he's leaving the defense to Greg Schiano as the defensive coordinator and Alex Grinch and Larry Johnson and all the other coaches on the defense. But, you know, you still see the Buckeyes having fun. They're still doing skits and everything. Because you see the videos they're putting out on their official Instagram and Twitter videos. So, yeah, it looks like everything has been normal with the exception of Urban Meyer is not at practice.
What kinds of stability do you think exists at the quarterback position right now? I say that because it didn't really seem like there was going to be much of a quarterback battle after spring practices and the way everything shook out. But, you know, they're used to having JT Barrett as the primary signal caller. He was their primary guy for the last few years. So that leads some other folks into a whole new set of questions. But, I mean, when you look at that position right now, do you get the feeling that they've got some stability there?
Absolutely. I think with everything we've seen, Dwayne Haskins is the number one quarterback. You saw it in the practice we saw a couple, week and a half ago, in the videos as well. You see him working mainly with the ones. Tay Martell has gotten some work with the ones, but he's also working with the twos and threes. So I think there's no doubt in my mind that Dwayne Haskins has the starting spot and will be the starter week one against Oregon State. But I still do think that Tay Martell will be getting a lot more playing time than people expect as a hybrid quarterback running back type player, where he might be a Tim Tebow-esque run it on first and goal from the 8-yard line and see what they can do, kind of catch some defenses and some teams off guard.
Defensively, you mentioned that Greg Schiano just kind of taking the reins there, and he's pretty much running the show on that side of the ball. Not totally unexpected. I think even if Urban Meyer was there, sure, he put his thumbprint on it to some degree, but it seems like that's kind of Greg Schiano's aspect of the team to run. What are the expectations there? I mean, it sure seems like that could be a very, very good unit. Of some of the things that you have seen and heard out of practice thus far, what kind of things are you hearing about the defense?
The defense, believe it or not, the defensive line, people are saying, could be better than last year's defensive line. You have Nick Bosa and Chase Young on the end, along with Draymond Jones up the middle as one of the defensive tackles, playing really that three-technique down guy that's just going to bull rush you to try to get to the quarterback. And you know, you have B.B. Landers there to stop the run right in the middle as well. So that starting defensive line will be very impressive, I think, and open a lot of people's eyes to why Larry Johnson came to Ohio State and why his teams are so good at the defensive front. The linebackers are still my biggest question. You have Dante Booker, who's been here for a while and is a very good player. The only issue with him is, can he stay healthy for the entire season? Tuff Borland is expected to be full go week one against Oregon State. He's been practicing, but I do know in spring practice, I believe he had an Achilles injury. And then Malik Harrison, a local product from here in Columbus at Walnut Ridge High School, he's been impressive at times, but now this will be really his first full go as a full-on starter at linebacker. So I think, to me, the linebackers are the biggest kind of look and see if they can live up to that silver bullet mentality that people expect out of an Ohio State defense, and especially in the linebacking corps.
Donnie, before we let you go, because again, we're expected to get some sort of resolution on this Urban Meyer situation, possibly by the weekend. What's your gut telling you? Your gut telling you that Urban Meyer is not going to coach that first game of the season? It doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to be retained, but that, I think, could certainly mean he's serving some sort of suspension for whatever role he may have played, or maybe for the negligence involved in telling the media or addressing the media about this situation. But what does your gut instinct tell you about that first game against Oregon State? Do you think Ryan Day will be coaching that game?
I do. As I said all along, I see Urban Meyer being suspended 2 to 4 games. I could see 2 games and him being back for the TCU game. I think he is for sure back by the time the Buckeyes go to Penn State in week 5. I wouldn't be too surprised if it's a 1-game suspension, but I would be totally shocked if there is a full reinstatement with no other consequence other than the being put on paid administrative leave and missing all of practice so far. I'd be very shocked if that happened, mainly just because of the public and what it looks like to the public.
All right, Donnie. Well, as always, we appreciate the time. Next week when we have you on, we'll be down at the Lorain County Fair, so we'll be sure to tease you with all the sights and sounds of all the tremendous fair food down there, but also high school football will be kicking in the high gear almost statewide next week, so we'll have to start asking you about some Columbus area matchups as well, my friend. Thank you for the time, as always. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. I'm excited to actually talk about football. Football is very fun to talk about.
Yes, it's a lot more fun than the off-the-field stuff. 100%
agree. Absolutely. Thank you a lot, guys.
Thanks, Donnie. Sean Dunnigan, WBNS-TV in Columbus, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to get to a break in just a minute. Bruce Felt will tell us what's going on with your money. Matt Douglas will then tell us what's going on with the local news. And then get ready to laugh, because comedian Dave Morales is going to tell us about the old-fashioned comedy night at Speak of the Devil in the Rain. It takes place 1 week from today. Should be a fascinating and funny conversation. We're looking forward to that.